How the banking industry is just like processed food and sugar. That's today's episode. Let's dive in. Hey, Freedom Fighters, welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris. This is the show where we focus on giving you more time back in your life to spend with your family. The vehicle that we use to do that with is buy and hold real estate. We buy it, we hold it for the rest of our lives, we never sell it. And the reason we don't ever sell it is because it produces consistent cash flow. It's the number one tax shelter in the world. On today's episode, I wanted to talk about the banking industry on this Mindset Monday episode, because one thing I've noticed throughout the holiday season is watching all of these commercials on television. You know, it's the end of the year and people are trying to talk to you about, you know, shoring up your retirement, making sure that your taxes are in order and all of those things. And these commercials, of course, they're making just a ton of money off of your service, off of your business when you start to work with them. And if you've ever read, my wife and I were talking the other day about Michael Pollan. Michael Pollan, the author of Omnivore's Dilemma and some of the other great books out there on eating and eating healthy and trying to, you know, kind of get back to our roots as human beings and the way in which we used to eat. We didn't eat processed food. We didn't eat all of this crap. And we were driving the other day and, you know, we're making an effort in our lives to eat healthier and get back to more of a plant-based diet again. We know now that the data is in on this, and we know what, you know, by overeating meat, by eating processed meat, there's a direct link to cancer. So we're trying to eliminate that completely from our diet, is the processed meat and sugar and refined sugars and things like that. And you see it in your children, right? You see it. It's very fast for your children to be addicted to these types of things. We have a newborn in the house. And so she was eating, you know, broccoli and carrots and all that sort of stuff. And then once she gets like a little taste of bread, you know, bread has like, can have high fructose corn syrup in it. It's like suddenly they just start to gravitate towards that crap. And it's remarkable, actually, how that happens. It can happen very, very quickly. So you have to be careful about those types of things. Well, we were talking about Michael Pollan the other day. And Michael Pollan, in his book, he's written this in The Omnivore's Dilemma and a couple of his other books, which the names are missing. In Defense of Food is another one of his great books. And he talks about you should never buy food. Well, he said, if you ever see television commercials for food, those are exactly the types of food products that you should avoid. And it hit me like a bolt of lightning. While we were driving and talking about this, I said, that is exactly like the banking industry. That is exactly like real estate investing. And my wife said, elaborate. And I said, well, here's why, right? Here's exactly why. Because Michael Pollan in his book warns us, do not buy food that has a television commercial, right? Like Cocoa Puffs and all these kinds of, you know, terrible lunch items for your kids, Lunchables with high fructose corn syrup, crackers and processed cheese and all of that garbage, right? Processed meat, right? Those Lunchables that the parents in the 80s used to send their kids to school with, right? That have the processed meat inside of it. It's awful. It has filled with sulfates and all sorts of chemicals and everything like that. Why are they running television commercials for it? Because you wouldn't otherwise buy this stuff. They're running television commercials in order to drive you to buy this crap. Why don't you see commercials for broccoli? You don't. There's no middleman for broccoli. And broccoli sits on a store shelf for just a few days before it goes bad. There's no preservatives in it. There's none of that in it. Do you see television commercials for oranges? Do you see television commercials for green beans? What about lettuce? I have never seen a television commercial for lettuce. And yet when you turn on the television during kids' shows, you'll see all sorts of processed chips and crackers and cheeses and milks and chocolate milk, all the stuff that's bad for our children, all the stuff that's bad for us, right? And it's remarkable to watch in the banking industry the exact same thing. I often say, do you ever see television ads for real estate investing? No. You know why? Because there's no middleman in the transaction. You go out and find a great house. You rehab the house. You put $10,000 to $15,000 worth of rehab into that house. And you work with a local property management company, or you manage it yourself if you're brave and you want to do that. You know how I feel about that. And the tenant pays you directly. That's it. Well, why would there's no one making money off of that, right? There's not some financial advisor sitting in between you collecting all sorts of fees every month and every year, paying some financial advisor tens of thousands of dollars to manage your money. But guess what? In the banking industry, that is exactly the case. Your 401k plan, terrible, awful, right? Who's making money off of that? The financial advisors. And in addition to the financial advisors, the people that are managing those funds. Wall Street. Wall Street is making boku bucks off of your money in the banking industry. And so when we see these commercials, these Charles Schwab commercials and Fidelity Investments and Prudential or whatever else you see on television. You know, I talked about this here on the show before that when I was watching the World Series, I saw two commercials back to back for retirement. For people to be in retirement, how can you plan your retirement? And they were talking about let Merrill Lynch or let Charles Schwab manage your money so that you can retire in comfort. Really? So the entire time that they're managing your 401k, all of this money, your IRAs that they're managing, they're making tons of money off of your money. And that's why they spend millions of dollars on television commercials. That's why, as you know, in the episode that we did with Brent Sutherland, financial advisors do not talk about real estate. They won't bring it up. Why? Because they will not make money on it. They will not make money on a product as real estate investing because there's no middleman. That's why I always say more millionaires and billionaires have been made by real estate investing in this country than any other form of investing. And guess what? You probably don't even know their names. I have a lot of friends that I know from real estate investing meetings, friends of mine. You would never know them. They're not on TV. You're not going to see them on CNBC talking about stocks. You're not going to see them because they own Microsoft or anything like that. They're silent ninjas. They spend time with their family. You know, if you go back to one of the early episodes that I did with Kim Miller, here's a guy who, you know, he's got so many rental properties around the country and you wouldn't know his name. He didn't even know how to set up Skype in order to do an interview with me. He's not flashy at all. He's not flashy. He doesn't drive around in all sorts of, you know, souped up cars that he can't afford, in debt to people. He doesn't have banking products. You know, he told me flat out. The stock market, awful, awful. He travels the country, travels the world with his family. You would never know him. If you walked into a grocery store, you just think he's another guy. Guess what? He's a multimillionaire from real estate investing. He did himself on the backs of his own money working for him, not the banking industry trying to make him successful. Today's episode is brought to you by our tax accountants, our friends at Provision Wealth. Just visit them at provisionwealth.com. Did you know that the first 4 months of the year when you work, that money, that goes to paying the government? The first 4 months, some even upwards of 5 months when you're at your job, starting in January 1st, all the way through May, all of that money goes to paying the government before it helps to pay you. Well, guess what? If you're a real estate investor, you shouldn't be paying any taxes, right? You've heard it here on the show before. That's why we use the best tax accounting team for real estate investing out there. They are Provision Wealth. Go to provision.com today because taxes don't have to be a burden. You know, most people see taxes as a simple negative every year, something that just has to be dealt with. Well, Provision totally disagrees. They see taxation as one of the most powerful tools for wealth creation because they understand how to utilize the tax law to your advantage. Don't take my word for it. Heck, Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he works with Tom Wheelwright and his company at Provision. We work with them. I mean, my wife on a regular basis is, we just filled this out. We sent it over to Provision. They're working on that. They're going to get it back to us. They're going to let us know. So not only do they have a wealth planning to really help you out, they're also going to do your taxes for you. And they understand real estate better than any accounting team out there. On average, their clients reduce their taxes by 10 to 40%. I know that was what our experience. We absolutely reduced our taxes. This year, we actually got money back. We got money back because of our real estate investing, thanks to Provision. Call them today. Jump online. Give them a call, 866-467-4255. 5809. Their website has their phone number right on the website. Just go to provisionwealth.com. We really appreciate all of their support over the years. We would not have been able to achieve financial freedom without their incredible help. Thanks, Provision. Yeah, here's another commercial that drives me nuts. I'm sure you've probably seen it. Those commercials for New York annuities or annuity, whatever the heck it is, with Mambo Number 5, Lou Bega, you know, the song, the singer Mambo Number 5, where he's sitting on the beach collecting checks. He's like, I can just sit here on the beach and collect checks. And a mailman delivers him a check while he's sitting there from annuities from New York Life. Really? So they're paying Lou Bega millions of dollars for him to be their spokesperson. The singer of that terrible song, Mambo Number 5. He's sitting on a bleacher. He's sitting on a lounge chair at the ocean while a mailman delivers him a check for his annuity. Okay. Really? When you look at that type of thing, I want you to think of what Michael Pollan says about the types of food that we buy. If there's a television commercial for the types of food you buy, it's awful for you. If there's a television commercial for a banking product, it's going to be awful for you. Remember that. Start looking at these commercials differently. The other night we were watching television and my kid was sitting there and one of these commercials came on and I looked at my wife. We both just groaned because it was another one of these banking product commercials. And my son said, "What? What, Daddy?" And we explained to him that when there's a commercial on television, it costs millions of dollars to produce it, to hire actors, to write it, to pay the unions to shoot it. And they're convincing Americans blindly, who are just walking into this crap blindly, to not be in control of their finances and put it in the hands of someone else and really set themselves up for failure later in life. And it really, really disgusts me. And my son said, "But you guys," and he said something about, "You guys buy," I don't know how he said it, but he said something like, "You guys buy rental properties." And I said, "Exactly." I said, "Exactly. That's the difference that we've been trying to teach him." So on this Monday, I want you to think about these things as you see these television commercials and you just question, start questioning your conventional wisdom about all of this crap that we're force-fed on a regular basis in this country. I want you to start breaking that paradigm with your family. You know, when you're spending time with your family during the holidays, have these discussions. You know, if you're not going to talk about politics or how crazy this country is right now in the political world, talk about finances and talk about your parents and their retirement and talk about the ways in which your extended family has built wealth or hasn't built wealth and use this discussion to really spark an interesting debate in your family. And I would love to hear their response. Thank you so much for subscribing, and thank you all of you for the wonderful 5-star reviews you've been leaving in the iTunes store. It really helps other people discover this show. You know, there's no really other way to get people to download and subscribe to help change people's lives other than giving reviews. If you're kind enough and you have time out of your day to pop over to the iTunes store, you can do it right on your iPhone and or your Android device. Just go right in there and subscribe and then write a review. So thank you so much. Actually, maybe you can't do it on an Android device. I guess you can, right? Because it's an iTunes store. I don't know. You know, hey, I haven't had enough coffee today. But anyway, please leave a kind review if you would be so kind. Much love to you all. I want you to go out there. Take action with your life. It's in your hands. Become a real estate investor. It's the number one way to build wealth. It's the number one tax shelter in the world, and it can truly change your life. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time on the Investing in Real Estate Show.